Hi everyone, it's Elaine Hamilton from the Reiki Center. We're going to do a chakra balancing for this session. And I'm going to jump straight in because there's some kind of odd energy going on and I'm just not sure. So we've been talking about the full moon, and we've been talking about the chakra balancing. But we've also been talking about this idea of the belief systems that we sometimes hold that are held quite tightly, particularly those negative belief systems that we have on ourselves. So I'm going to just invite you as we go through the chakra balancing to just open to the clearing. So open to the clearing of any belief systems that really no longer serve you or are old or that you've picked up from other people, or that you've absorbed from what other people have said to you, perhaps in childhood or as you went through school or even recently, maybe partners or loved ones may have been judgmental around some of your personalities or some of the way that you show up authentically in the world, maybe in terms of being too much or too little or too this or too that, right? Now, let's see when we balance our chakras, what truly is authentically just you showing up, and what is maybe patterns of behavior that you've picked up or masking, there's stuff that you do to try and fit in or try and be okay. And let's just see as we balance through the chakras if there is a letting go of any of that. Now, you don't have to do it consciously, just trust the Reiki, trust the energy. Trust your alignment with your true self, okay? Because that's what Reiki does. So it allows you to come into a balance with your true nature. And if you trust that and you just allow the Reiki to work through the chakras can clear whatever it is that needs to be cleared right now, which is kind of tapping me on the shoulder. Okay. So what we're going to do with the, so we start off with the attunement. And that is basically hands in gassho in front of the heart center. And then we'll go through a process of just opening the crown so that the Reiki can come through. Now, it doesn't really come through like this because it's universal life force. So it is already activating through your body. But sometimes it can help just to kind of call it in through the crown, into the heart center, and then out down into the hands, just as as something to allow the mind to kind of have a flow. But if you feel it differently, if you feel like all your cells activating together, or if you feel that actually it's coming in through the hands only and you're not really feeling it in the rest of the body, or however, or up through the feet, some people feel it more like their feet start tingling, then just go with whatever you're experiencing. There's no right or wrong in this. And then we're going to go through a clearing with the hands. So the first position is over the crown and the third eye. And if you want to lie down, you can lie down. If you want to sit up, if your hands get a little bit sore, then you can always switch them out. Okay. But we're going to do this as the first position. So it's the crown chakra and the third eye. Then we're going to move to the throat, and the other hand is on the heart. The heart. And then the final position would be your hand over the solar plexus. You can't really see, but the solar plexus where the ribs kind of do that V shape. So right over the stomach area. And then the other hand is down, right down at the base. So under the belly button. So you're looking at in between the belly button and the pubic bone, right? So that's the third and final position. And as we do that, if your hands do get tired, you can move them. It's okay. You're just basically holding the intention to clear the whole channel. And then if you want to build in another intention as you're clearing that channel, to just invite any belief systems that you hold negatively about yourself to just become more balanced. Right? Because somehow or other, we collect these belief systems. We don't always consider or think about them, and they're not necessarily true. In fact, they're rarely true, right? So let's start with that. So hands in gassho. And we're just settling in. So if you're sitting down, then you're just bringing your feet down to the floor and you're just taking a couple of breaths, noticing the feet on the floor. And if you're lying down, just noticing your contact points with wherever you're lying. So that could be the back, it could be the buttocks, the feet. And then we're going to imagine that the crown chakra is a 1,000-petaled lotus. You're opening it. And as you inhale the Reiki attunement all the way down into the heart chakra. And with every exhale, you allow that energy to run down through the arms, into the hands, into the fingers. So you might notice as you do this, there's a kind of tingling at the top of the crown. And there's also, as you exhale, there's a tingling around the fingers and hands. But this isn't always the case. Some people don't really notice much at all, just a feeling of calmness, a feeling of harmony. And then we're going to bring our hands to the first position. So the first position is one hand over the crown, one hand over the third eye. And if you are sitting up, you're just doing your best to relax the arms. It's not always that comfortable, but just putting your weight on the top of your head. And just noticing any sensations. So the sensations around the crown, around the third eye. And again, as you inhale, you can imagine that the hands are opening. So the channels of the hands right in the palms are minor chakras. They're opening to the beautiful Reiki energy, the harmonic. And it's coming into those chakras. The chakras receive them, the balance. And if the hands feel tired, you can switch them, give them a little rest. You can close your eyes if that's comfortable. And again, if you're lying down, you've just got pillows and props to help allow your elbows, your arms to relax fully. And if you notice any thoughts, you're just allowing those thoughts to come and go like clouds, not attaching to any of them. Doing your best to relax the body. And if you're sitting up and it feels more comfortable to relax and lie down, then you could do that at any point as well. And hopefully by now the mind, the brain is feeling a little bit more relaxed. Perhaps you notice energy going in, vibrations, Sometimes people can feel pressure around the third eye. And you're going to invite the Reiki to keep working, to keep clearing the crown chakra, the third eye chakra. And then we're going to move now to the throat and the heart. So, right in the middle of the sternum, right in the middle of the chest. And again, as we settle into this position, just noticing the hands, the sensations of the Reiki. If you notice anything, or simply the pressure of your hands over your heart, the throat. Relaxing the breath. Noticing if there's any areas of tightness as well, that can sometimes be an indication that there's some constriction in these chakras. And then it's really posing the question, like if it's around the throat, what am I not expressing? What truth am I not expressing? What part of myself? If it's around the heart center, just noticing any unexpressed or unresolved emotions of love, grief. They're both the same sides of the coin. As you breathe, you're just doing your best to relax, particularly around those areas. But you might also notice the crown and the third eye are still tingling, still working. So we're really inviting the Reiki as consciously as we can to clear, balance, harmonize the entire chakra system. The first point of the universal energy as it enters into our human form. Every exhale, relaxing the body a little bit deeper. Noticing any areas of tightness. Very gently breathing into it. Exhaling, relaxing. Perhaps as you continue with this, you notice a sense of well-being. As your whole energy system is being balanced, harmonized, or into alignment, releasing any old patterns aren't yours, don't belong to you, that you can allow to rest. And then finally, bringing your hands over your stomach, so in between the ribs or the bottom of the ribs, and then resting right down in between the belly button and the pubic bone, the base chakra. Settling into this position, noticing if there's any tightness in any of these areas. Inviting the Reiki to flow through, relaxing. You might even notice as different parts of your body respond or react or tense when you place your hands on different chakras. It can sometimes be interesting. Sometimes certain chakras can evoke certain emotions. As we go through this process, you're inviting all the chakras to continue to clear and cleanse. Pay attention to the daydreaming if there is any. Just noticing any themes, where it takes you back to, forward to. And invite any healing that needs to be done. Sometimes memories surface for a reason. See if you can let them go. And you can keep your hands here, or you can just place your hands back into Gassho. And with every breath, just starting to run, or imagine running the Reiki energy from the crown all the way down to the base. So you can play around with different ways of doing this, but you could inhale the energy through the crown into the heart center. And then exhale, run it all the way down through the base, down the legs, through and out the feet. So in through the crown with the inhale, into the heart center, exhale all the way down through the base, through the feet. So that you feel like a clear and open channel. And see if that feels a bit lighter, a bit calmer, more integrated, more balanced with your environment. With the room you sit in. Noticing the breath all the way through the chakra system also. And then, whenever you're ready, you can wiggle your fingers, separate your hands, give yourself a little stretch.